Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. On today's program, we will feature the power of faith and spirituality in health and wellness. We will talk with Dr. Robert A. Schuller, the former senior pastor of the Crystal Cathedral in Southern California. Dr. Schuller will share with us his thoughts on spiritual wellness and how to discover divine purpose and provision when going through life's stressful challenges. But before we get into today's exciting topic, let's hear the latest research and news affecting our health and longevity today.
Dr. Westerdahl presents the Health and Longevity News and Research Update, bringing you the most pertinent and important information about your health and longevity.
Well, here's an article that states that grape seeds help heart health and delay aging. Grape seeds are humble little packages of powerful ingredients that possess multiple health benefits. The beneficial components of grape seed are proanthocyanidins. Studies conducted since the 1950s have shown that grape seeds to have a wide range of health benefits, most markedly for their role as a potent antioxidant and free radical scavenger and for reducing high blood pressure and cholesterol. As an antioxidant, proanthocyanidins have been shown to be 20 times more potent than vitamin C and 50 times more potent than vitamin E. In addition, vitamin C and vitamin E are two of the most potent antioxidants, and proanthocyanidins provide a boost to the two vitamins in scavenging free radicals in the body. Proanthocyanidins are also beneficial to the vascular system because they strengthen the walls of the blood vessels. This reduces capillary fragility that can make one prone to excessive bruising. Improving the integrity of our veins also helps to keep the vessels pumping sufficiently and reduce backflow, varicose veins, and swelling. Because of their anti-inflammatory action, proanthocyanidins might be used in treating asthma and emphysema, arthritis, joint damage, and swelling, and may even reduce the severity of allergies. To get the benefits of grape seeds, try eating seeded grapes or buy 100% grape juice, or use grape seed oil. We'll be back right after this short break.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
Welcome back to Health and Longevity. Do you have questions about nutrition, health, or longevity? This is your chance to have them answered. On each program, Dr. Westerdahl will choose a key question from our listening audience and respond to it on the air. Due to the high volume of emails, Dr. Westerdahl cannot personally answer each question on our broadcast. If you would like to submit a question, please go to our website, healthandlongevityradio.com. Once there, you will see a button to submit your questions. And now, the question of the day.
And our question for today is, does sleep play a role in weight loss? Well, yes, it does. In fact, cutting calories and increasing physical activity aren't the only factors when it comes to losing weight and keeping it off. Scientific studies are increasingly pointing to the role sleep, or lack of it, plays in maintaining a healthy body weight. A new commentary in the Canadian Medical Association Journal suggests that inadequate sleep influences body weight in at least a couple of ways. The article notes that people who don't get enough sleep tend to eat more at night, which undermines efforts to control one's weight or to diet. As well, fatigue affects levels of key hormones that help the body regulate hunger. Shorter sleepers in general feel more hungry when they restrict their calories. Scientists suggest people should be mindful of their sleep patterns and their potential to influence efforts to lose weight or maintain a healthy weight.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Today on Health and Longevity, we will be talking about the power of faith and spirituality in health and wellness, and how to handle the challenges of life stresses. Our special guest today is Dr. Robert A. Schuller. Dr. Schuller is the son of Dr. Robert H. Schuller, the founder of the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove, California, and the Hour of Power International Television Ministry. Robert later, for a few years, became the second senior pastor of the Crystal Cathedral and the host of the Hour of Power television program. Today, Robert A. Schuller is the chairman and principal of Comstar Media, which manages two cable TV networks providing over 30 million households with family-friendly, positive programming. He has written 17 books, including Possibility Living, Adding Years to Your Life and Life to Your Years with God's Health Plan, and his most recent book, When You Are Down to Nothing, God is Up to Something. Robert, thank you for being with us today on Health and Longevity.
Hey, John. I really am honored with the privilege of being on your program. I just hear nothing but good things about it, about you. I'm just honored to be here with you.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you again. And first of all, I want to mention that, you know, your father, Dr. Robert H. Schuller, had a major influence on my life. You know, as a teenager, when I was in high school growing up in Orange County, California, I became a Christian by attending your father's church, and at that time it was called the Garden Grove Community Church before the days of the Crystal Cathedral, and your father was my pastor and really my spiritual mentor, so I personally am very grateful to the Crystal Cathedral and the Hour of Power Ministries for starting me on my path in my spiritual journey, and so it's great to have you here on the program today. You had a radio show on health, and several years ago, I was a guest on your show on health, and in fact, it was just a day or two right after your dad had a heart attack, so you had asked me to give some advice about diet and lifestyle related to heart disease, and if I recall, it was after discovering that you had high cholesterol yourself that's what got you interested in health. Is that correct?
You're pretty accurate, actually. I had a radio show from 1995 to 2000. It was a daily one-hour half call-in, live show.
Right.
So for the first half hour of the program, I would interview my guests, and then I'd open up the phone lines and ask questions. And if I didn't ask the right question, someone else would call in and ask the question for me.
Okay.
So after 5 years of interviewing some of the finest wellness professionals on planet Earth and having other people who knew more about health and wellness than I did, listening in and asking questions, I had a fabulous education. And not until the end of that education did I go and write a book.
And that was your book, Possibility Living, which is all about healthful living and spirituality.
Exactly.
Right.
I interviewed you. I also interviewed Patricia.
Yes, Patricia Bragg, who I work with.
Yep. She's a firecracker and a fabulous woman. I love her.
She is.
And I love you and what you're doing, and anything to promote health and wellness is something I want to support. And that's why I'm on this show today.
Yes.
To be able to promote and encourage health and wellness.
Well, let's talk about that, because as a clergyman, minister, and having written Possibility Living and then your new book, I know in your new book you have a chapter called Living Old, Dying Young. And tell us about, first of all, how does taking care of your body and healthful living really relate to Christianity and our walk with God?
Well, I'm a firm believer that God gave us this body as a temple for the Holy Spirit and to house the mind in which we think and to do something good. And as a result of that, we need to care for this body like we would care for anything else. And it's amazing how many people just don't have enough discipline or enough desire or enough knowledge to take care of their bodies correctly. It's as if they went out and they buy a fabulous sports car, a Ferrari, and then they never bother to change the oil, and the thing blows up, and they go, gee, what happened?
Yes.
And it's just amazing how, and it might be from lack of knowledge, it may be from just being irresponsible, whatever the cause is, we need to start educating ourselves, taking the responsibility it is, and taking care of our bodies. So anyway, as soon as I realized that as a very young man that my cholesterol seemed a little high, I started studying health and wellness, as you had mentioned earlier. First thing I did is started reading Kenneth Cooper's books, Controlling Your Cholesterol.
Right.
And I started controlling my cholesterol. And since then, I realized that part of that cholesterol awareness was a marketing campaign by the drug companies to market their statin drugs.
That's true.
But I don't know how much you want to talk about things like that. But today I know how sad it is that so many people are on statin drugs and don't need to be.
That's exactly right.
Just because you have high cholesterol doesn't mean you can't allow your body to heal itself and produce the correct amount of cholesterol. And so I have a whole chapter in my book on possibility of living on fasting.
Right.
And if you fast for 3 days, your liver will automatically cleanse itself. So after I did my 3-day fast, I did my cholesterol test, and it was 145.
Oh, wow. What was the number before?
I think it was like 220, 230.
Okay, quite high. Now, tell us about how getting regular exercise, eating healthy, following healthy lifestyle habits really can enhance your spiritual life and your walk with God.
Well, as I mentioned, when we started this conversation, we were talking about how God created his body to house our mind and to house the spirit and to allow us to fulfill what he wants us to do. As a result of that, everything we do spiritually, emotionally, physically, is impacted by our health. And I know when I'm sick, I'm not a very happy guy. spiritually, I'm not jumping up and down praising God. When I'm right. not feeling well, I'm just lethargic and half the man I should be. I know the last time I was sick that I can recall was on New Year's Day 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And what a horrible time to be sick. My wife went to a New Year's Eve party bringing in the new millennium, and I was in bed.
Oh, that's the worst New Year's Eve party to miss, right? The new millennium.
But as a result of that, if you take care of your body, you eat food the way God wants you to eat, and avoid chemicals,
right?
It's just amazing what a positive difference it's going to make in your life in every way.
Yes. Let's talk about your newest book, When You Are Down to Nothing, God Is Up to Something. And in that book, you talk a lot about dealing with stress, discouragement, disappointment, going through feelings of inadequacy and hurtful experiences. And you relate that to what you personally went through in your life these last few years and told about the experience in your book. And I know many people are aware of the Crystal Cathedral and your involvement in that and how things change. Tell us what you went through. And I know you wrote this book also to help people so that they can handle their stresses using yourself as an illustration. Tell us about your story.
Well, John, I was ordained in 1980.
Yeah.
And
by the way, I was there at that day of the ordination.
Oh, really? In 1980?
Yes, I was.
Wow.
I was at the cathedral at that time.
Yeah, prior to then, it was the Crystal Cathedral. I noticed in your introduction you talked about how you came to the then Garden Grove Community Church.
Right.
And all that tells me is that you're a lot older than you sound.
Actually, you are 2 months older than me.
Oh, really? Oh, so you're the baby among us.
You were born in October, and I was born in December.
Okay.
Right?
So the Crystal Cathedral became the Crystal Cathedral in 1980, and prior to that, it was the Garden Grove Community Church. And so I actually waited to be ordained, and so I could be ordained inside the Crystal Cathedral. So I graduated from seminary, and had a call to the Garden Grove Community Church or the Crystal Cathedral earlier that year, but I waited a few months specifically so I could be ordained inside the Crystal Cathedral. The Crystal Cathedral was dedicated in, I think, the second week of September, and I was ordained the following week.
Right.
And so after that, I went and started a church in San Juan Capistrano, And we had a 175-acre ranch there with a school and a beautiful church and a retreat center. And that's where we hosted our Possibility Living seminars. In fact, my wife and I are rejuvenating those seminars by having a having conferences. And if you want to find out more information about that, you can go to my website at robertshulerministries.com or shulerministries.com. Shuler is spelled S-C-H-U-L-L-E-R, right. shulerministries.com. But you can find out more information about that. But I was there till 2000, then I went back to the Crystal Cathedral, and I was the co-pastor with my father. Right. Until 2006, when I was installed as the senior pastor. And so I was the face and the voice of the Hour of Power. My father and I spent 2 years traveling around the nation. And what we did is we met with all of our supporters. And so we had 50 lunches and dinner with an average of 500 people at each one of these lunches or dinners. And basically, I shook all their hands and thanked them for their support. My father asked them, would you support my son as he becomes the new senior pastor? And they would all stand up and give a standing ovation as a sign of approval and yes. And so I was there for nearly 3 years as the senior pastor. And unfortunately, my sisters kind of had a different opinion as to the way things should be run. And weren't happy with certain things. And because of my parents' age and their declining capabilities, they were able to sway the board to basically make themselves my boss. And within a few months of that, I resigned because, well, first of all, they wouldn't allow me to preach on Sunday mornings anymore, and they wouldn't hear my messages. And I knew that there was only one place that would go, and that would be the end of the ministry. So I think it was 18 months later they filed for bankruptcy. And
right.
Now the cathedral has been sold. The ranch was sold. And
right.
So I basically lost everything. And yet it wasn't mine to lose. It all belongs to God.
Right.
But it's a tragedy that those things had to happen.
It really is. But I know during that time you went through a lot of soul searching and stress. And I mean, tell us how you went through all that.
Oh, that's an understatement to say I went through a lot of stress, a lot of soul searching, man. Because I was, you know, I was basically raised by my father being told all the time that I'd be the heir apparent. I was going to be the next senior pastor. And that's why I went up there in 2000, because I could see his health was waning and his mental capacities weren't what they were. And so I went up there to secure the ministries. And as anticipated, we did that, and everything was moving along very well. Financially, things were in place. We were moving in a lot of positive things. And unfortunately, like I said, my sisters were able to destroy all that. And when you see something like that that's been part of your life, your entire life, that impacts not only your life, but the lives of millions of other people around the world, it's heart-wrenching. And I did everything. I spent the first 6 months doing everything I possibly could to try and change it, to reverse it. I guess if you talk about grief, there's the stages of grief, and the first stage is denial. And so in my denial, it was, okay, I'm going to change this. I'm not going to accept this. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did everything I possibly could to try and change that. And up until that time, my stress level was very, very, let me put it this way. I go to a chiropractor on a regular basis. And
right.
One of the things my chiropractor does is he tests my adrenal glands, and if my adrenal glands are still pumping when I'm laying on a table when they should not be pumping,
uh-huh.
Adrenal glands are there for fight or flight. And obviously, if you're laying on a table being adjusted by a chiropractor, you shouldn't be in the fight or flight mood.
Right.
So I would go and I would talk with my chiropractor, and he would test my adrenal glands. And prior to these events taking place in my life, I never had any adrenal issues. And since then, I've been struggling with adrenals ever since. I mean, the first year, my adrenal glands and my stress was so acute, I actually had problems with my cranial plates at the same time, mm-hmm. and it was pretty serious. I was close to adrenal burnout, in fact. And the good news is that my chiropractor is extremely talented, and as a result of that, I was able to avoid that, and today my adrenals continue to get stronger. It takes a long time to grow through stress.
Right.
And I don't want people to think that something really drastic happens in their lives. They can't expect it to be here today and gone tomorrow. It just isn't that simple. The grief process can take very long. It can take up to a decade. I know for me, I think the grief process has been a period of about 3 to 4 years. And I think I'm through the grief process. And if I have any grief right now, it's anger. And that's close to the end of the process. But you can't hurry these things.
Right.
All you can do is continue to bring them up in prayer. And you pray about it, and you find opportunities for you to be able to just resolve what's going on and follow the commands of Christ when he tells us to love one another.
Right.
So we constantly bring things up to God. We constantly are in the process of forgiveness, and we constantly come before God as crackpots. And as a result of that, God uses crackpots in a beautiful and powerful way to help other people.
So, Robert, you lost your dream that you wanted to carry on, this wonderful ministry. And, you know, many people have gone through struggles in their lives where they've lost a job, they've had family problems. Of course, every story is different, yours compared to others. How does one handle that stress, tie in their faith so that they can go through these challenging types of things?
Well, I believe it starts with understanding that nothing lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
That, as the prophet Isaiah puts it, all people are grass. The grass withers and the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. And that life is very temporary and it's very short. And even if you live to be 120, which is what the Bible wants to basically says we should live to be 120.
Right.
You know, and they use the illustration of Moses and et cetera, et cetera. Even if you do live to be 120, it's still a very short period of time. And we all are here today and gone tomorrow. And for me, the key to having faith and understanding how to deal with all this, all the struggles and challenges that we have as individuals, as people, is to come back to the words of Jesus when he said, look at the lilies of the field. They neither toil or spin, and yet your Father cares for them. How much more doesn't he care for you, O ye of little faith? And so we're encouraged to just have faith and trust in God and don't worry. And it's true, because today is the tomorrow that you're worried about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you realize that today is the day, today is the tomorrow that you're worried about yesterday, then you realize, hey, okay, God cared for me today. And then you live one day at a time. And day by day, you grow in the knowledge and the wisdom and the faith of Jesus Christ.
Robert, your book, When You Are Down to Nothing, God is Up to Something, and it talks about discovering divine purpose and provisions when life hurts. And of course, you have such a wealth of information, and your book elaborates much more on how people can get through those tough times, as you have gone through in the last few years. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you're moving forward on in the future and some of the exciting projects you're involved in today.
Well, one of the things that my wife and I are just starting, in fact, we're going to have our very first teleconference on November 15th, and we're going to do it the 15th of every month, and we're starting in November. And you can go to our website at robertshulerministries.com, and you can find out more information about that. We're pretty excited about that, because we're going to talk about possibility of living, how to add years to your life and life to your years with God's health plan. And it's a wonderful way to be able to concretize your faith in Jesus Christ. It's a way for you to be able to connect with other people who have similar faith. And yet you can be anywhere in the world. In fact, we have many people who've already told us they're going to be attending, who are in Asia, Singapore, in Europe, because we do have an international mystery. And so it's an exciting new little thing that Don and I are doing. And so we want to invite you to participate in that. And again, just go to SchulerMinistries.com. That's S-C-H-U-L-L-E-R, SchulerMinistries.com, and you'll find out more information. And I thank you again, John, for this opportunity to be on your show and to have this opportunity to talk to all the tremendous people that you have who listen to your program.
Well, Robert, I want to thank you for being on our program today, and I wish you God's continued blessings with your ministry. And your ministry really is about the whole person, mind, body, and spirit, with spiritual wellness, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because spirituality is every bit as important as physical wellness and everything else. And
right.
You're not going to be physically well if you're spiritually sick.
That's right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, John. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. If you would like to get more information or obtain copies of the two books we talked about in Dr. Schuller's interview that he wrote, one book is called Possibility Living, Add Years to Your Life and Life to Your Years with God's Health Plan, and his more recent book, When You Are Down to Nothing, God is Up to Something, you can go to our website at www.healthandlongevityradio.com. That's www.healthandlongevityradio.com. These are two excellent books, and I highly recommend them that you may want to include in your personal health library. Also on our website, you will find a wide variety of other informative health books written by previous guests on our program. When you visit healthandlongevityradio.com, watch my video and listen to my audio lectures on a variety of health and longevity topics.
To learn more about the books written by our guests and books written or recommended by Dr. Westerdahl in this program, please visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. There you can learn how to obtain your copy of these valuable and informative books. Search each page for yourself and see how you can live a happier, healthier, and longer life. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com.
That's it for this week's program, and we encourage you to tune in next week to Health and Longevity. Until our next broadcast, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.